From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. trade deficit is surging. In June, it jumped nearly 19% to its widest point since October of 2008. Economists are concerned the nearly $50 billion gap could mean the economy grew at half the rate in the second quarter than the government first estimated last month. Thomas Duesterberg says lack of international competitiveness in manufacturing is making it hard to improve the overall U.S. economy or job market.
We're not able to grow as fast as we need to grow to give a jolt to this economy.
Thomas Duesterberg, an analyst on this matter. On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 248 points, reacting to news of the trade deficit. It's at 10,396. NASDAQ down 71 at 2206. News reports say that former Congressman Democrat Dan Rostenkowski has died. Rostenkowski served 18 terms in Congress. He had an illustrious career. The once powerful chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee served 15 months in prison, though, and 2 months in a halfway house after pleading guilty to two counts of mail fraud in 1996. He also paid a $100,000 fine. In December of 2000, the former Illinois congressman was pardoned by President Bill Clinton. Another tropical system is making its way across the Gulf of Mexico. As Phil Atzman of member station WLRN reports from Miami, it is not expected to pose much of a threat except to oil cleanup efforts.
However harmless, the system, which forecasters expect will become Tropical Storm Danielle, has halted the final stage of BP's permanent fix. Right now, it's simply a tropical depression with winds of 30 miles per hour and not very menacing, according to National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangelosi.
The depression is poorly organized, and it continues to move generally northwestward. Of course, across the northern Gulf Coast, we do have warnings in effect from Destin, Florida, to Intracoastal City, Louisiana. And that's where we're going to probably expect some of the big impacts for land masses.
And those impacts could be felt as soon as this evening. As a result, officials have stopped drilling on a relief well intended to permanently plug the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
Home prices are up in nearly two-thirds of cities across the country. The National Association of Realtors says sales price for previously occupied homes rose in the second quarter compared with last year in 100 out of 155 metropolitan areas. However, analysts warn the gains will drop off as the economic recovery continues to lose steam. Let's revisit those numbers from Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 245 points, keeping it with its downward trend so far today. It's at 10,399. NASDAQ is down more than 70 at 2207. You're listening to NPR News. In China, the number of dead from last weekend's devastating mudslide has risen to more than 1,100. And as NPR's Louisa Lim tells us, hundreds more people are still missing.
81 hours after the massive mudslide, one man has been rescued. But good news is in short supply in Zhouchu in northwest Gansu province, where corpses still haven't been buried, despite sweltering temperatures. Heavy rain is forecast for the rest of the week, piling on the misery for survivors and rescue teams. Authorities have warned there's a relatively large chance of more landslides in the days to come. One senior official today tried to calm nerves, saying it was unlikely that a barrier lake formed by the mudslide would collapse. He said drainage channels had decreased the volume of water in the lake and preparations had been taken to deal with the heavy rain forecast. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The United Nations is appealing for more than $450 million in humanitarian help for Pakistanis hit by the worst floods in their country's history. Officials say more than 14 million people are affected. An estimated 1,500 have died since the monsoon-triggered floods over a week ago in the South Asian country. The Associated Press is reporting an American service member has been killed in an insurgent attack in southern Afghanistan. No further details being released today by NATO. A provincial police chief says that in western Afghanistan, two bombers accidentally detonated their explosive-laden vests inside a mosque. However, no official word yet on deaths or injuries. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.